Well, we got some people who trailed away, but Beyonce on the line, Cheryl Cooley from Climax. What's up, Cheryl?
Hey.
Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
What you doing back here? What you doing back here? What you doing back here?
I couldn't stay away. I had to come back.
Oh, man. That drunken love is all that, ain't it? No, man.
Cheryl, we done grew to 26 countries and...
Oh, great.
17 million people since you got to us last time.
Oh, wow.
And what you say it is a day?
Huh?
Would you say how many it is a day? How many people it is a day?
Oh, our base, our audience base is 1.6 billion people.
Yeah.
Say that again. That sounds good.
No, that sound all right, you know, but I ain't going to feel it. I ain't going to feel it until I see a syndication contract.
Hey, I know that's right. Cheryl, we miss you. Cheryl.
Yeah, I'm here.
I miss you.
Big Mo's head shining again.
Oh, my goodness.
Whenever he feels love.
Why you got her blushing, man?
Whenever he feels love, his head shines.
She got her blushing. You know I want her.
Oh, my goodness, Cheryl. Miss Cheryl. What have you been up to?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? We just got finished playing Denver. In 0 degree weather.
Oh, wait. We about to get...
And being from L.A., you know, freezing cold is 50 degrees. So
right.
0 degrees was not a picnic for me.
Well, we understand.
Because house weather.
we at 34 degrees in Cleveland,
and we
think it's warm right now.
No, because, you know, I'm at a place that you can either go to the mountains for the snow or go to the beach in the same day. So, I wasn't ready for that 0 degree weather at all.
Well, I heard that was a nice show in Denver, huh, for Climax.
Oh, cool. That was worth getting out. All right, man. Hey, yeah, it was great. The audience was great. It was, you know, about 7 different acts, SOS Band, Midnight Star, Evelyn Champagne King, Club Nouveau, the Jazz Band, Taste of Honey. I know I'm forgetting somebody. But that same lineup... we're going to be performing in, I think it's Las Vegas and Inglewood, California.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Jay King, a friend of mine.
That's right.
In Club Nouveau. Cheryl Cooley from Climax on the line. Talking about a concert that she did with Jay King and his crew.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michael J. Calhoun from the Dads Band.
What up, cousin-in-law?
I know, right? Michael's cool, man. He come in the studio a couple times. Cheryl, will you come in to see us in the studio?
Yes, Cheryl.
When you buy her a trip and give her a limousine.
Right.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to steal the limousine.
And you got to throw a couple thousand in there too, Big Mo, before she goes shopping in Cleveland.
Me, if I take Cheryl on a trip, me and her is going to that place Martin and Gina went to.
Uh-oh.
That ain't no damn puppy. That ain't no damn... We gonna have fun, girl. Me, you, and a little puppy.
So for y'all out there in the audience who don't know it, I can't possibly name 26 countries. So sure, I'm gonna just name a few countries: England, France, Germany, Ireland, Nigeria, Jamaica, Switzerland, Sweden, France,
Ethiopia, Jamaica.
I'm gonna stop there. Australia. I want to give a shout out to Australia, too.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
You just don't know.
But Cheryl, tell us about Climax. Cheryl Cooley from Climax.
Yes.
Those of you who don't know, how did Climax get started?
Oh, my God. You know what? It's interesting because everybody has their own story, how everybody walked into the same rehearsal room and all of a sudden there we were together. I mean, it's different stories of, I was in another rehearsal next, in the same room, and they said, come to our rehearsal next, tomorrow. We got the keyboard player from the recycler paper, one to sell refrigerators and stuff. The lead vocalist we got from Rolls Royce. She had auditioned for Rolls Royce, and Rolls Royce told her, that she didn't have the kind of voice they were looking for, so they sent her to us. So everybody just has their own story, how fate just kind of threw us together. We didn't know each other before we walked into the rehearsal room, and boom, there we all were. And once we started playing and rehearsing the music, it was like magic.
Right, I can believe that. That's Cheryl Cooley from Climax telling behind the story on the Midnight Hour radio show.
That's a good story, because that's like that Pebbles and Bam Bam when they bought them. instruments, yeah. And then all of a sudden they was able to sing. Couldn't even talk.
You know what, Cheryl? What I want to do is ask you, so what would you say was your most memorable moment with your original band members in Climax?
Oh, gosh. Well, realistically, well, one time, well, let me just say this. I had a dream of being in a band before I even started taking guitar lessons. I started taking guitar lessons when I was, you know, like in grammar school, in elementary school. And I dreamed of being in a band playing guitar. And when I got ready to step up to the microphone and I looked to my right where the rest of the band was, it was just something different and strange about the band, but I couldn't see it in the dream. So fast forward some, 10 years later, the dream just came true. I felt the same thing I felt in the dream. I was playing guitar. I was getting ready to step up to the microphone and sing my first note. And all of a sudden, I looked over to my right to see what it was I didn't see in the dream. And what it was that I saw was an all-female band. So I have to say that I stepped into my dream come true. So that was really the most memorable moment for me, was to actually just step into from dream to reality.
Wow, that's deep. Right. I ain't never heard of that.
That is right. Deep. That is deep, Big Mo.
That's major.
That is deep. So, Cheryl, I want people to hear a little bit of Climax music. So, and then we're going to continue the interview. I got y'all a song, I Still Say Yes, loaded up on the Midnight Hour Radio Show, Climax, I Still Say Yes.
So good, we almost couldn't come back, bro.
They was over there listening to your music deep, Cheryl.
That's all right. That's
she
all
saw
right.
Me rocking back and forth.
Right.
They didn't want to come back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if your listeners know, but the other the male voice that's on there is Howard Hewitt.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You were saying Climax worked real deep with Howard Hewitt.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Didn't y'all work with Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam, too?
Yeah, actually, we were the reason why they got dismissed from the Time. What happened was we were their first outside production project, and we kind of were the first starting action for them to actually leave the Time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they started doing other outside projects and stuff. So, you know, we were there first.
Right, right. I feel you. Well, that project turned into many platinum albums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And they were great to work with. I mean, you know, they, you know, taught me many lessons about playing, you know, playing in the studio. And they really had a lot of confidence in my playing, which really helped out a lot in doing the recordings and stuff.
So with so many of y'all, Cheryl Cooley, and you the guitarist, for those of you don't know, a Climax, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Tell me, who was you close? Was you closer to Bernadette Cooper or?
I probably Lorena and Robin.
Lorena Porters?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, the vocalist.
Right, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah.
And y'all started back in the 80s, so... So tell us about how that was when y'all heard y'all song on the radio for the first time. And you,
oh,
and you knew it was platinum. Behind the scenes, behind the story, on the Midnight Hour Radio
you
Show.
You know, what a lot of people don't know is that we actually had two albums that were before the Meeting and the Ladies Room album that really didn't chart well. So, you know, it wasn't like I heard the Men All Pause and all of a sudden that was the first record. I had heard other songs that we did. So the very first single that we did was called Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman, in which I co-wrote with Bernadette. And I was actually driving down the street one day, and, you know, the radio was on, and, you know, the DJ was playing songs. And the next thing I heard was, here's this new song by a group called Climax. And then, you know, then all of a sudden I hear Never Underestimate, and I almost ran into the next lane because I was so excited, you know. But, you know, I noticed how the DJs would refer to us each album that they got more and more familiar with. You know, first we were a group called Climax, and the next album was the group called Climax, and then by the time Meeting and the Ladies Room came, it was just called the new record by Climax. And just the name.
They dropped the formalities on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what, though? All jokes aside, you pioneered the way, Climax pioneered the way for Beyonce, Kelly Rowland.
Definitely.
People like that, Lady Gaga, even Miley Cyrus. Y'all paved the way for all them other groups, Escape, all them other groups. Mm-hmm. Y'all paved the way for all them. How does that feel?
Well, I appreciate you recognizing that. You know, a lot of people really don't know that. But, you know, when someone does, you know, say, you know, wow, Cheryl, you know, you realize you're an icon. You're like, wow, I never thought of it that way. We're just in our element. We're just doing our art. And it's, you know, when someone else recognizes it in a different type of arena, it's like, wow, I never thought of it that way. But I am truly honored when someone says that I was any type of influence on their musical career. I mean, that to me is an honor.
I mean, if you look at the music today, all they doing is recreating Climax.
Well,
really?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say this. When you said what you just said, that anybody tells you that you have any influence on their career or on them at all,
right,
then that's each and every person that comes to see you at any arena.
Okay,
if
I
you
got
think
you.
About it, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Because it's a reason why they want to come see Climax.
Oh yeah, I get you.
It's
totally
an influence.
Understand. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we only got about 3 or 4 minutes left.
Okay.
So, Cheryl, how can people get in touch with Climax?
Oh, please go to our website. It just got redesigned, so climax.com, KLYMAXX. You know, you can always email us all the information with where we're performing at, and some of the snippets of the songs are there. There's videos on the website. Anything you want to know about what we're doing or where we're playing, just go to the website. You can always find Climax on Facebook, you know, just Climax.com or Climax Music. You can always find me, Cheryl Cooley, on Facebook. I mean, I'm into responding to the fans. You know, the fans want to send me an email, a Facebook message, I reply right away.
Hey, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you. I'm going to give you two boxes. You can check one. Yes or no.
Okay. All right?
Do you love me? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'll just play.
Okay, I'm going to check box yes.
Yes. Right. No, no. What I was going to say is this. When I wanted to put out there that a lot of people, they go after the newest, latest, like, producers and stuff like that and managers in order to try to get in with their art, like people that's trying to get in. And not recognizing or realizing that the people who have people like yourself and your group out there are still out there working.
Right.
That they can go to.
Well, back when she was discovered, though, they was the latest producers.
Right. No, I know that, but I'm talking about today.
Right.
As today, there's still a lot of managers and producers from back in the day that's still working today that can get them in.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't want to go to the back door. They always want to come in the front door right away.
Right, right.
And you know, to try to get in, but they don't realize it's so much so much stress trying to get the new acts back and forth that it's hard to try to get in newer groups and place them, you know, to be covered.
Right.
So what I wanted to show is the co-sign on me with that.
Right. I mean, I understand what you're saying. There's so much talent out there. You know, the people that are the veterans, you know, they could really show these new artists a lot of things. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people kind of dismiss the older artists and don't realize there is a wealth of information there that is so untapped.
Right, right. Well, Cheryl, in the 1 minute we got left, what you want to say to your loyal fans for the last 30 years? It ain't even been 20 years. It's been 30 years.
I appreciate the fans for all of their support and their dedication. I'm honored that they still want to hear the music today. When I look out there to the audience and I see, you know, that they're singing along with every word, I appreciate that. I embrace all of the audience, all of the fans, all of the friends. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the DJs and the radios like yourself that allow me to get, you know, connected to the fans and to the audience. I appreciate that so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I embrace you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Cheryl Cooley on the Mega Radio.